Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today, my guests are from Cyrano's Theater Company. We're going to be talking about their play called She Kills Monsters by Ki Nguyen, opening tonight and running through October the 15th. And this show marks the first show in the new space that Cyrano's Theater Company is occupying. It's called the Cyrano's Theater Building. It's the former building where Out North was, and they've moved downtown now. It gets confusing, but it's on DeBar Road, if you know where the old Out North Theater was. That's where the new Cyrano's Theater Company is opening this show. My guests today to talk about this really exciting show are Teresa K. Pond, the producing artistic director of Cyrano's Theater Company. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
We also have two of the actors from the show. We have Jessica Faust, who's playing the part of Tilly Evans. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And too bad we're on radio. You have wonderfully green hair. We'll talk about that in a moment. We also have Taylor Campbell, who's here playing the part of Tilly's sister, Agnes Evans. Welcome to the show, Taylor.
Hello, thank you.
And this is a show that there's a lot about this show, and I'm going to ask Taylor to give us kind of a brief synopsis of what the show is about, because it's involved in a lot of things. I'll let you go with that, Taylor. Go ahead.
So it's really kind of a show about two sisters. Agnes, my character, finds a Dungeons and Dragons module that her deceased sister Tilly has written, and she didn't really know Tilly at all, and so she decides that the best way to get to know her sister after death is kind of to dive right into this game and figure out what it's all about and kind of figure out why Tilly liked it so much and kind of just the appeal of it. And so she kind of gets to play Dungeons and Dragons along with her sister and kind of discover a lot about her sister and a lot about their relationship throughout playing it.
Before we go any further, I know the show is being touted as being sort of immersed in the 90s because Dungeons and Dragons was really big back then. Mm-hmm. For those of our listening audience members who don't really remember Dungeons and Dragons, or is there anybody out there who doesn't perhaps? But, can you give us a brief, Jessica, tell us about Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, I am new to Dungeons & Dragons, but we did get to play as part of the rehearsal process. It's a role-player game that you play at a tabletop. So you sit around, and there's a dungeon master who describes the scenes that are happening around you. And then you you have a character that you're playing, and you just make decisions based on what that character would do. You talk to each other in character, you roll the dice, and you see what happens. And it's a really fun game. It takes a lot of improv skills. It was really big in the 90s. But I'm just getting into it now, and it's been a blast.
Teresa, anything else you want to add about Dungeons? Did you play it back in the 90s?
You know, I didn't. you've got newbies to Dungeons & Dragons here.
Well, if you're in theater, you do it all the time. You play roles all the time, right?
I think it really shows how important performance and the art of performance is in our culture, because people come out in droves to play role-playing games. And all through the, you know, I found out that Dungeons & Dragons goes back to like 1975, and I have had I was speaking at the Rotary Club last spring talking about this play, and a gentleman who looked to be in his probably his 60s, 50s, you know, raised his hand and said, you know, if you need any equipment from the D&D world, I can get it for you. I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons since the 70s, he said. So, and it is still very, very popular today. So this is an ongoing, beautiful world of adventure gaming. And I think the same reason people love, like, you know, adventure movies, fantasy movies, and we all like to immerse ourselves in an adventure, I think that's what we like about this, right? Yeah. It makes a really interesting world.
Yeah.
But the play is more than Dungeons and Dragons. Taylor, you're talking about your character, Agnes, and Jessica, you're the deceased sister, correct?
That's right, yeah.
It's about that relationship of you trying to find out who your family is, mm-hmm. correct?
So exactly.
How does the Dungeons and Dragons sort of fit into your journey, and what is your journey?
I think the Dungeons and Dragons plays a nice little vehicle for discovering more about just Tilly's personality, because Agnes always kind of thought of her as just kind of this weird kid that she didn't understand. And now she can kind of see, like, oh no, Tilly was actually really imaginative, and she was a really good writer, and she, you know, had a lot of friends that were all really involved, and there's a big kind of reveal about Tilly mm-hmm. that I don't want to give away, there's a lot of heart and kind of a really good kind of like sister dynamic of getting to know your sister. And as somebody who has a sister that argued and fought with her a lot as a kid, like it's a really, you know, it really kind of captures what it's like to have a sister and to argue a lot. And, you know, as you get older as sisters, you generally understand each other better and get to know each other better. But since Tilly died when she was 15, it's more of Agnes's journey of like, okay, well, now I have only this amount of Tilly to learn about and to know about. And so it's really kind of just her figuring all of that out as she goes and plays the game.
And I will say that I'm particularly pleased that this story really celebrates and showcases women being powerful, mm-hmm. women that can fight with a sword, women that can take care of themselves, and frankly, not just themselves. You should see these two out there, you know, the besting monsters and dragons and all these creatures and big men. Well, the women are the ones in charge on this production. Let me tell you,
you're talking about swordplay. We haven't talked about that yet. We talked about just the game,
yeah.
but there's actually a lot of swordplay. And for those just tuning in, we're talking about She Kills Monster, opening tonight at Acerinos Theater Company, running through the 15th. And we have Teresa K. Pond, producing artistic director, Taylor Campbell, and Jessica Faust, two of the actors in the show. Back mm-hmm. to the fighting now, okay?
Yeah.
Tell us about this fighting going on here. You guys are, and Frank Delaney choreographed this, and you've got all kinds of people involved in the show.
They started with fight camp. Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was like boot camp throughout the month of July, truly. We had our first read-through in May, and they basically told us then and there, start getting into shape, because July is going to be rough if you don't. And so we started with very, very basic unarmed combat techniques and then moved on from there. There's all kinds of weapons in this show. I guess like the default is broadsword, but we have a lot of other interesting mm-hmm. weapons, battle axes, spears.
Croziers,
whips, all kinds of
stuff. Wait, yeah. Spears and battle axes, what's a crozier?
How do you even describe it? It's like a double-sided axe.
Okay,
almost.
Yeah, okay, yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you were in the gym a lot, Jess, getting ready for all that you have to do. Her character is the fighter, let me tell you.
Yeah, and I, I've never had a role where I would have combat that was beyond something like, in this scene you get slapped, or in this scene, you know, you get your arm twisted or something. And mm-hmm. I have a really heavy weapon for this show. So I took it pretty seriously into shape and getting trained for being able to pull that off.
So, Jessica, you were in Hamlet before, correct?
I was, yeah.
So you got to see some fighting, but now you're actually doing it.
Yeah. You know, I've been acting for a long time, and for some reason, the 5'2" blonde girl never gets the cool fight scenes.
Well, she's the 5'2" green-haired girl
now. Yeah,
now
I'm green-haired for Tilly.
I'm very happy to see that, like I said. These ladies are fierce, I got to tell you. You know, and they look pretty sweet, but they are fierce and powerful, and it gets showcased on this show.
Yeah, there's a lot of girl power in this show for sure. It's pretty good.
So you're fighting all kinds of monsters and, mm-hmm. and demons and so how big of a cast you didn't cast actual monsters and demons, I assume. What kind of cast do you have in the show?
There's about 14 of us all together, and some are playing multiple roles.
Most are playing multiple roles, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think other than the actual like adventure party, which is about five of us. Everyone else, I think, has at least one monster that they're playing on top of their actual role.
Mm.
So we've got, you know, our backstage is just hilariously filled with different monstery costumes, and it's really great.
Are you using any kind of puppetry, or is it just the costumes, or what?
Yes. We are using puppetry. We've got seven really big puppets mm-hmm. that we use towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell us about that. It'll give
sure
it away.
No.
I will say that my favorite character name is the Gelatinous Cube. And we have a Gelatinous Cube on stage. And I just say, everybody, you got to come see the Gelatinous Cube.
Mm-hmm. Well, Teresa, you're not directing the show. Ryan
Buin
is.
I am not. Ryan Buin, who is a D&D master incredibly creative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so pleased to have him at the helm. He's just been fantastic.
And you're doing the show, as we mentioned at the top of this show, in your new space, which is actually a larger space. So it probably gives you more space to whack people with your your axes.
And thank goodness, yeah.
Yeah,
it higher really ceilings, which is very beneficial when you're swinging around swords.
It really was an opportunity. You know, we didn't know when we first planned the show that we would be at this move, but it's like the universe sort of synchronicity. And it's a perfect show to showcase what new kinds of work Cyrano's is doing, you know, in this space. It fills the space really beautifully. And we brought in a guest artist, scene designer named Matt Aller. He previously is a scene designer of Peter and the Starcatcher for Perseverance Theater. He's a professional from the East Coast, and bless his heart, he has put together a beautiful set for us to showcase the game board world of She Kills Monsters. Mm-hmm. We have an enormous crew, volunteers, people have been getting the space ready for us to open, and the design team has been fantastic. It is a mighty group. Our program is big.
Well, Taylor and Jessica, we know you play on the stage as an actor, but you're taking play to a different level here in this show, aren't you?
Yeah.
How fun is that? It's got to be pretty fun.
It's pretty great. It's really fun. I have never had a role where there's been really any sort of combat like this. And then on top of that, learning about Dungeons & Dragons, I have never played before. And I had a bunch of friends this summer before we started working that were like, oh, we should play and get ready. And I kind of wanted to come into it fresh because Agnes comes into it totally fresh. And so then it was really fun getting to kind of sit down as a cast and play Dungeons & Dragons and getting to know, like, oh, that's what a critical role is. And, oh, that's what a D20 is. Like, learning all of the Dungeons & Dragons lingo on top of fights and on top of, like, normal show things like lines and blocking. It's been a lot,
such a family. You should see backstage because there's, you know, like 100 of them back there. It's a beautiful ensemble show, and there's so many more people that I'd love to have in front of the microphone right now telling you about their experience. But it's a real pleasure for me to watch how this family has come together. And I think for people in our audience who, you know, may know Edward Albee, but they may not know Dungeons & Dragons, this show explains a great deal about the adventure world and the story of the sisters. It's, you know, if you don't play it, maybe your kids do, your grandkids do. This is a chance to kind of get to know a really important world of gaming that people do.
Well, Taylor, you mentioned a moment ago that you came into this show fresh, which must be nice for the audience because not everybody, I didn't play D&D. I don't know how to play. And so I would feel really out of place if I came to the show and suddenly I'm involved in an inside joke.
Yeah.
But your character seems like it's a way into the play.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a really good kind of introduction into Dungeons & Dragons. You don't need to have any previous knowledge of how to play or what it is even really, because that's Agnes's journey, is kind of learning how that world works and what all of that means and, you know, what a magic missile is and why some people can use it and some people can't.
Well, we're going to see how many monsters she kills during the next few months. But I want to thank my guests here, Teresa Pond, Taylor Campbell, and Jessica Faust, performing in She Kills Monsters opening tonight at Cyrano's Theater Company, running through October the 15th. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Steve. Thank you.
That's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.